outrun it, I have survived. It's more than just breathing and staying alive. All that I feel is a fire inside. I have outrun it. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Some things are different, but nothing has changed. Still got my number, still got my name. Tell everybody I'm back in the game.
Welcome back, my friends. My name is Sean McDonnell. You're listening to the Do More Cool Shit podcast, and this is another 15-Minute Friday. I'm so excited to be here with you the end of the week, and I hope you guys have been having an amazing week. On this episode, episode 23, I want to welcome you, my creative nerds, into the episode where I want to talk a little bit about what you can and can't control and how that is probably one of the most important things. If you're looking to do more creative shit, I think if you want to do more cool shit in your life, I think you have to really look at the things you can and can't control. And I think it's something that is just paramount to just living a good, better life, whether you want to do cool shit or not. I think, you know, we talk a lot about stress and anxiety and all kinds of things. And I think that we often forget that we actually have so little control over some of the things, and we don't work on the ability. What happens when we don't have that control? Everybody likes to have control, I think, but what happens when we practice not having that control? And what happens when we let go a little bit and be a little bit more childlike, I think, is the thing that I want to drill down into today. But of course, before I get into this episode, I always want to jump back and I want to look forward. So jumping back, episode 22, we had an amazing conversation with Jane Thompson, Dr. Jane Thompson, author of the book Resilient Women, also the executive director of the TD Scholarship, also an upcoming ASMR stitch ripper. And if you don't know what that means, then you definitely have to go back and listen to that episode. Jane is a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of wisdom that she bestowed upon me and the listeners. And we talked about many things, as I knew we would. And I asked Jane because she gets the chance to kind of travel across the country and talk to so many people that are doing really cool shit. And herself is doing so many cool things. And I think it's really helping change the way that the world is working. And I think that Jane's insight is invaluable to where the future may go. And certainly the work she's doing is influencing the world in immeasurable ways. And there are few people, I think, that contain the amount of awesomeness that Jane has. So I was so happy to have her on. She certainly has affected my life. I probably would not be on this podcast. I probably would not be chatting to you guys today if it were not for Jane. So please go give that a listen. That just came out last Monday. And coming up in just 3 little days from now is episode 24. I sat down with my friends Jill and Simon, founders of Nature Labs. And they are, if you want to talk about controlling what you can control and what you can't control, I think Jill and Simon have done that in spades, up, down, back and forth. They've been spending at least the last couple of years and even more so preparing for the launch of an educational program that they're trying to bring nature into the classroom. And they've been doing it by going themselves out into nature and filming and photographing some of the most amazing scenes and sights that you could possibly see. And I was so excited that they sat down with me and shared their stories. And that's coming out on Monday. So definitely give that a listen, especially if you're into photography, especially if you're into education, and especially if you're into sitting in a tent for days on end waiting for one little sable or one little wolverine to poke his head out. If you're into that kind of stuff, those are the two you want to follow. So definitely check that out on Monday. But right now, I want to jump into talking a little bit more about this idea of control. And I just want to play a clip that I think does all of what I'm about to talk about a little bit of justice. I think I was thinking about this because of how much stress and how much anxiety and how much pressure we put on ourselves in our day-to-day lives. And I think it's so important that that we remember this one thing that that I'm going to just play this clip here, and I think you'll get an idea of where I'm going with this.
Nothing makes fucking sense. Life makes no sense. You're on a planet right now. You think you're in America? Zoom out. You're on a space rock floating in nothingness, infinite nothingness, and the infinite nothingness is expanding. That means endlessness is getting bigger. That makes no fucking sense. We all just act like it's normal. Like, oh, we're everything's made of molecules. Okay. Got it. I'll never think about that again. This stool is made of molecules, the same molecules in my hand. And you know when I knock these molecules into these molecules, when we ask science, why don't they go through each other? You know what the answer is? We don't know. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Okay, yeah, so that doesn't make any fucking sense, right? And I had to play this clip because, so that's Pete Holmes. That's a stand-up comedian, Pete Holmes. Super funny guy, if you ever get a chance to check out any of his stuff. And this is just, that was a small portion of his stand-up routine, or one of his stand-up routines. And when I was doing all kinds of research for this, I just thought, you know, it's true. Like, I think we can spiral into this idea that everything fucking matters and everything is so, so important. But what Pete is kind of bringing levity to is that, you know, there are so few things that are in our control. And I think if we take more time in our day to think about the things that are in our control, I think maybe we would be angry less, we'd be anxious less, we would have less fears, we would revert back to, I think, a simpler mindset, almost in some ways into a childhood mindset, that I think can serve us very, very well. You know, I think when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about some of the practices that I've had in sports over the years. And one of the best examples that came out to me when I was coaching a few rugby teams over the years, where I've seen this, is coaching a rugby practice in the rain and watching teenage athletes, young adult athletes, and even to the extent of adult athletes. It's so fascinating to me to watch an athlete who has been trained in one particular way to do one particular thing, all with the same way. But then we throw one thing that's out of their control. We throw rain, we throw wet, we throw mud, we throw slippery in there. And you can tell the athletes who have been thinking athletes and the athletes who have not been thinking athletes, and the ones who are not thinking and who are only thinking about what they can and can't control, and getting all upset about it. They get angry that they can't catch a pass because they're used to catching a pass at full speed at long distances. And they'll get angry when it slips through their fingers because the ball is wetter than it's ever been before. And I think, you know, you look over and you see another athlete that's like adapting, right? And they're saying, what's under my control? My control is not the rain. I can't get upset at the rain. I can't be mad. I can't. Like, them getting upset is not going to change anything. So what can they control? They can control their behaviors. They can control their attitudes. They can move closer to another athlete. They can, tighten up their hands. They can, they can do all kinds of different actions. They can warm their hands up more often than they would in a regular game and these kind of things. And it's fascinating to watch an athlete go through those mind gymnastics, you know, that they're jumping through these hoops, and you can see the ones who are adapting and who aren't adapting, and who know what they can control and what they can't control. And I just found that fascinating. And if I want to stick on the sports theme here for a minute, I've talked about this coach before many, many times, but Coach John Wooden, who was one of the best men people, humans, that ever coached in the NCAA in basketball in particular, but I think just coached, period. He has a great quote here, and he has a great sentiment talking about it's your character that counts, and that's what you can control. And he's talking about character versus reputation, and I think that kind of applies here. Wooden said, if you make the effort to do the best of which you're capable, trying to improve the situation that exists for you, I think that's success, and I don't think others can judge that. And I think that's like character and reputation. Your reputation is what you are perceived to be, and your character is what you actually are. And I think the character is much more important than what you are perceived to be. And I think those sentiments were so meaningful to me. And I started thinking about this list of, like, what are some things that you know you can control? And I thought of another story. So years and years ago, I was asked to do a live stream event. And this is, like, when the internet sucked. And this is like years ago, and I traveled. I said yes. Of course I said yes. I traveled with my laptop. I traveled with a camera. I had never done anything like that before. We get to the hotel, and absolutely nothing is set up the way that a dream setup would have been. It took a lot of tape, a lot of wires, a lot of finagling, and it took a lot of cool, calm, collective heads to make some little bit of live stream work. And in the end, we actually ended up probably recording a lot more than we thought we would have, and then uploading it kind of night of. So maybe it wasn't necessarily live streaming the way we wanted it to be, and the way that, and we could have went into that situation. It was me, and I'm saying we, there's me and three other people that are working on this project. And I remember going into that situation knowing exactly how it was going to work and what would happen. But when we got there, we forgot. Internet sucked. It's, you know, this is a time when, like, it just wasn't going to happen. And we did make some things work together. But I credit everything to kind of these four kind of things that I could control. One, attitude. You know, I went in there. We had expectations. Those expectations were not going to be met, for sure. So walking in, being happy, knowing that we were going to produce something really, really awesome at the very end of the day was key. We kept reminding ourselves of that. Two, words. We only use positive words. I never like using negative words. I love being able to stay in the positive. It's something that's easy to do. You can control the words you use. You can definitely control the words that come out of your mouth every single day. You can control the actions. Number three, I think one of the things that we did was we controlled actions. We moved. We didn't stand. We didn't complain. We didn't, sit down and go harumph for me. We moved. We did. We took actions. We moved in positive ways. We got extension cords. We tested different things. We moved as fast as we could. And four, I think that kind of goes with actions. Four, we controlled our effort. We put as much maximum effort into solving the problem as we could, as opposed to complaining about the problem. And I think those four things were so crucial. And I think, again, like I said at the top, I think it's so important that if you want to do cool shit, you have to remember that probably everything that you think is going to happen is going to go completely wrong, and that you're just going to have to be able to be in control. And being in control and being in stasis and finding that calm period is so, so crucial. And it's something I think we have to practice a lot. You can have a lot of things that fire you off at any given day or any particular moment. And I think that's something that's come up in my life a lot, is people say, wow, you're so positive, you're so optimistic. Well, I think if I go back to Pete Holmes, I think what I'm doing in my head oftentimes is saying, nothing fucking matters. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, nothing's on fire. And if you go back to my conversation with Sean and Kyla from Buildable, which is episode 16, you'll hear us talk about, like, there's nothing on fire. You can just control what you can control. And if you're working on a cool creative project and you're coming up with something, I want you to think about the things that you can control. So that's the homework for this episode, I think. I want you to sit down and think about what are the things that you can control that can help you move forward. And what can you, what would you react like if something is out of your control? What happens? Because it's going to happen. If you think that you have a clear path to making a project happen, it's not going to happen. I guarantee it. It's just not going to happen. So how do you move forward, and how do you react, and how do you act to help you get forward? You know, and I have so many other stories that I wanted to tell, but I'm already at 15:28. I hope that you guys have an amazing weekend. That really is all that I want you guys to really just think about. What are the things you can control in your life, in your day-to-day life? I also think that it's worthwhile noting down what are the things that are setting you off in moments of anger, and is it really those things, or is it something else? And are those building up? Because if those are building up, then you've got something more to think about. And you can't do cool shit if you're angry and you're upset and you're negative all the time. So you have to work really, really hard to find the positive, to find the good, and to keep moving forward and to keep reminding yourself what you are in control of. You are in control of you. You are only ever in control of you. So if you want to do cool shit, then you got to make the best you can. And that means positive talk and all that good stuff. And all right, I've already hit 16 minutes here. We're getting called out. So time is up. I will see you guys on Monday. Make sure to tune back in for episode 24 with Jill and Simon. Until then, have an amazing creative weekend. Be awesome. And I'll catch you on Monday. I have survived. It's more than just breathing and staying alive. That I feel is a fire inside. I have outrun it. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Some things are different, but nothing is changed. Still got my number, still got my name. Tell everybody I'm back in the game.